I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today is a special day set aside to celebrate all the saints, the people throughout the history of the church who have pointed us in some way to the presence of God. This past Friday was a closely related service of All Souls, the day to remember those who have died, to give thanks for their lives, and to renew our hope that this life is not the end. And here at St. Peter's, we had a lovely service of beautiful music, liturgy, and a wonderful sermon. Towards the end of the service, Father Ralph and I read aloud the names of those who have died. Some had been past pillars of the church. Others were friends and family of those present in the congregation that night. And I found this deeply moving. For reading names are a sign of life. And reading the name of someone who has died is a sign that one day death will lose its sting, that the hope of new life will have the last word. And the celebration of this last word is, to my mind, what All Saints' Day is all about. Today we remember saints past and present, men and women whose lives moved us towards faith and point us in the direction of new life. And sometimes we catch a glimpse of what this might mean, to be surrounded or caught up in the presence of God through the lives of others. As some of you know, we have a befriending ministry here with people seeking asylum in this country. And the majority of the people we've met have come to us through Housing Justice, an organization that helps find accommodation for people in the asylum process. And this week, we've highlighted the important work of Housing Justice in a number of ways. Last night, we enjoyed a quiz and wine tasting in aid of their important work. And earlier in the week, we held an art workshop in our parish hall. And a number of our guests produced work of art that can be seen today at the back of the church. The workshop was led by a young woman named Chantal. She was vibrant and had recently acquired funding to start workshops for refugees here in London. And she began the workshop by asking us to make a self-portrait of our face. And this was fun, but for a time it was also quite emotional. I'm not at all an artist, but in my attempt to draw my face, I found deep feelings began to surface. And this was clearly the case for everyone there that day. And if you view some of the paintings at the back of the church, you will notice how the beauty of art is set right up against the pain of life. And yet, as difficult as this is, seeing the pain in the midst of beauty points us both to the artist and to the viewer and to our hope rooted in our celebration today. Each of our readings today point us towards this future hope. Isaiah paints a picture of what life might look like, portraying it as a lavish feast full of rich foods and fine wines. A feast where death will be swallowed up and God will wipe away all of our tears. Our reading from Revelation paints a similar picture. There will be a new heaven and a new earth, a recreation, a renewal, where we will dwell with God forever. And finally, St. John, in his telling of the raising of Lazarus, roots our hope in new life, both in the finality of death and in the promise of resurrection. When Jesus hears of the death of Lazarus, he weeps. He mourns the very real death of his friend. And this is important, for Jesus was a real living human being who, like us, loved and cared for his friends. And this makes what happened next even more amazing. As Mary and Martha see Jesus breathe new life into their brother, they witness the love and power of God breaking into their world And they must have been surprised, for God often comes to us in surprising and unexpected ways. Returning again to our art exhibition, there are many wonderful pieces on display, but I'd like to highlight one particular piece today. And this is a model made by Jonathan Asande. Jonathan is a young man from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and he is currently seeking asylum in this country. He is an engaging person with a vision for the future. Jonathan is a gifted artist, and he has made a model of an ideal community, a place where refugees can find welcome and begin a journey towards wholeness. And Jonathan made his model as a gift to the Islington Center, a center that provides help for refugees, a place where he has received much help himself. But rather than try to explain his art to you, I will read something he wrote about why he put this model together, and remembering that English is Jonathan's, I think, fourth language. He writes, "This is my donation to Islington Center, to my goals for the future. The center helps everyone who is seeking for help in the past, present, and I believe in the future. They deserve to have a bigger space to welcome more and the next refugees so that they will be happy and reasonable. They can also welcome children and adults to have a better education so that all will be happy and can live a good life. And I can manage to do these things because of the Islington Center. For my name is Jonathan Asande." Now, I was moved by Jonathan's work, not simply because it is very well done and because of the message within it. Jonathan is giving back to those who have given to him. And this, in my mind, is a sign of hope. For his vision for creating a welcoming and safe place for others is a sign of hope for us here today. In fact, I think Jonathan's model gives us a good image of the church, or at least what the church aspires to be. For we seek to create a welcoming and safe place for people to heal and to flourish. And as Jonathan's work reminds us, this is just where we ought to be. From here, we see the hope to which we are called, the hope of new life in Christ for all. Very soon, we will welcome our newest member, Isaiah, into the life of our community. Her parents have brought her to be baptized in the name of God. And from here, with the support of family, friends, and the church, she begins her journey of faith. Today, we will pray that as she grows, Isaiah will know the delight of God's love for her throughout her life, that her life will be a sign of hope, love, and peace. Amen.